like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it really was. And
so then what happened?
Well, then controlled pandemonium. And everybody obviously wanted to get off the aircraft. Everybody was headed forward. But
what are you hearing now? Before you did say that, what were you hearing now from the flight attendants or from the pilots? Is there any organization of this, or are people kind of just moving on their own?
No. After the captain said brace for impact, 90 seconds after the bird strike, the flight attendants began running up and down the aisle saying brace, 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 and they were showing us how to bend over and get our foreheads as close to our knees as we could, cover our heads. Which is a very difficult position,
I'm
by the
sure.
way, to hold. And so several times I had to just sort of straighten up.
Just get comfortable for a moment.
Very uncomfortable, yeah, and sort of relieve the stress of that position. And I remember on one occasion I turned around and looked behind me, and there was a guy two rows behind me, which is the last row, and he's taken off his clothes. he's down to his undershorts.
Oh, my God.
And so I thought, what does he think he's going to do? And he was a good guy. They interviewed him about it afterwards, and he laughed, and he said, yeah, that was a really stupid thing to do. But what I thought I was going to do was I was going to swim for
right,
it.
Right, swim for it.
Swim for
in,
it.
In 36-degree weather.
In 36-degree water and 20-degree air temperature.
Right, it was 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, the air temperature was 20 degrees. So anyhow, everybody then headed for the exits. Now, I said controlled pandemonium. I don't mean to suggest at all that guys were pushing women aside or fighting to get ahead of somebody else. I didn't see any of that, never heard of any of that. But I had decided coming down that I was going to do like they tell you to do, head for the nearest exit, which may be behind you, which was
right.
the situation I was in, just three rows in front of from the end of the aircraft. So I turned around and I headed back, and on the A320 Airbus, you have to pass a row of lavatories before you get to the galley where the rear exit doors are. And as I was going past the lavatories, the rear flight attendant came past me. And she said, it's hopeless. And I didn't know what she meant by that.
Wow.
And I really didn't care.
Right,
because,
at that point.
I was more concerned with getting out than parsing her comment.
And she's running the other way.
She's heading to the front of the aircraft.
So she's headed to the front. You're going to the back, and she just looks at you and says, it's hopeless, and keeps going forward.
She didn't even look at me. She just sort of said, it's hopeless. Kept focused on getting out. And so at this point, the water was up to around my waist, because as it turned out, when in landing the aircraft as he did at an angle on its tail, the captain ruptured the fuselage
sure.
of the aircraft, which was not known until later. In any event, that brought up a lot of water into the back of the cabin. And by the time I got to the rear galley, the water was up to my shoulders.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're the only one in the rear.
I was the only one back there. I was okay. the only one who went back there. And so there were two exit doors back there, and one of them was twisted shut. By the impact, you could see that it was twisted.
There's no way to get out that one.
No. And in fact, there was no way to get out of either one because there was so much water both inside the aircraft
the open, right.
and outside the aircraft. Notwithstanding that, I did try. It didn't move at all, of course. And by now, the water is up to my neck. And I assumed that that was it for me, that I had made a fatally wrong choice. Mm. Because there were 150 people headed in the other direction.
You got to go through all this water to get back to them.
I was all this water. I was going to be the last one. There was not any way I was going to make it out. And so I was sure I was going to drown.
Hold that thought, Jim Hanks. We're going to return now. How did, listening to what you heard of just now, how did attorney Jim Hanks make it to safety so he's sitting here with us in studio right now? Tell us about what happened on the Miracle in the Hudson.